Look, summer just around the corner is what we've been talking about this morning. That, of course, means we all turn on the air conditioning. However, with the high cost of energy, and that is an ongoing discussion, many folks deciding and electing that they just can't afford to turn on the air conditioner. Of course, there are many people out there that need to keep that on for health reasons, and we'll have a look at that this morning with research fellow from RMIT, Dr. Larissa Nichols. Good morning, Larissa. I guess a bit concerning if you really need to get some relief from the summer heat and you feel you're not going to be able to afford to do it.
Yeah, we were quite concerned when we went out and did this study. We went to homes in three different states and some in regional areas, and we did find quite a lot of our older households that were not so much listening to their bodies when it was really hot, but listening to actually their fear of what the electricity bill would be like if they did switch on the air conditioner.
This is quite concerning that for many people this is, it's not sort of something they want to do, but it's a necessity to sort of get some relief, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's great that people think about conserving electricity and thinking about their bills, but when the temperatures get really high, that's the time that we really hope that people will look out for the signs that, you know, that maybe their body isn't quite coping and keeping up with cooling itself. You know, when people start to feel lethargic or a bit woozy or their concentration's not so good, as well as keeping hydrated, those signs are when we think that people's health will fare better if they do manage to switch on the aircon. But, you know, we also have to think of the households that don't have access to any air conditioning either and can't get access. So our study actually recommended that we start to get more public places that are accessible, freely accessible for people to go to in heat waves. So that way they're not spending so much on air conditioning running costs. Or if they don't have it, they've got somewhere to go and be comfortable.
Yeah, I guess that's not a bad way to think of it, because we can always have head to the local shopping centre and get a little bit of relief there. Of course, that's all going to be fantastic. It's a little bit of a short-term fix, isn't it? Because you've still got to go home and at night the heat's still going to be there for most households. So long-term, Larissa, what are some of the things being put forward as possible solutions?
Okay, so we're looking at the energy policy and how we can sort of have more equitable pricing that thinks about those that really need it, and what sort of concessions or other measures can be put in place. So at the worst of the heat, people do feel that they can use it if they are not in the best of health. We also, like I mentioned, the cool places. We think the shopping centres, they're not quite an answer for everybody, particularly if you've got little children and you're financially constrained. It's pretty hard to spend the day at the shopping centre without spending money. We really want to see places like we currently do have libraries, but as you said, they often don't stay open into the evening. And some of the housing that's out there, it just doesn't cool down at night. So that's where we really need to put a lot of effort in Australia, to getting much better shading on the outside of our homes, better insulation, having a room that's faces away from the sun, that people can spend time in, that's cooler than the rest of the house. Because we've moved towards these open plan houses, if people air condition in, they're air conditioning a really big area, whereas if we went back to having some more sort of broken down individual spaces and you could just cool a small space, that would be far cheaper for households.
Yeah, I guess if you're just cooling off, say, maybe the lounge and living room area during the day, because you don't really need bathrooms and bedrooms, then switch it overnight so you're doing the opposite.
Yeah, we definitely need those sort of zones in air conditioning systems. But the quality of the housing, having more vegetation around housing really helps cool things down. Having less concrete around homes, we can start to change our cities quite a bit in the longer term, so they just don't get as hot.
Architecturally speaking, and I guess as well from a governmental perspective, is there an appetite to move in this direction that you find, Larissa?
Do you mean the sort of urban change or
For
the
sure.
ele-
Yeah.
It's getting a lot of attention now, particularly, say, I live in Melbourne, in the inner city here. Some of the local councils are really looking at how they can get a lot more big trees into the city over the longer term, because they've actually shown that in the suburbs where there's not many parks and not many street trees, those suburbs get many degrees hotter in a heat wave than the leafier and often more expensive suburbs. So we've seen that there's actually, it's recognised now that there's a real equity issue. If you live in a suburb without many trees, you're actually experiencing way more heat, and therefore your energy bills are probably costing you more if you're using air conditioning.
Larissa, a lot of that seems to make a whole lot of sense. Thank you for sharing a little bit of that with us today.
Thank you, Mark. Have a good day.
You too. There she is from RMIT, Larissa Nichols. Some thoughts on air conditioning and stay out of that heat if you can. Once it arrives, 2NURFM, 28 past 9.